Hello and welcome to World Music Matters. I'm Alison Heard. Our guest this week is French-Senegalese mezzo-soprano Julia Sarr. Julia, welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
You've released two solo albums and you're preparing a third one with the French composer, pianist and percussion player Fred Soul.
Yeah.
The song Prayers from that album is out on the 5th of April, but we're very lucky because you performed it recently on Musique du Monde here at RFI with Fred Soul. It's lovely stuff. So let's listen. Julia, you sing in Wolof. What does the song Prayers talk about?
Well, it's about being in Europe, for example, or anywhere in the world, far from family, and especially far from my mother, who was getting old and I couldn't take care, really, of her. So the song is really a social question for every migrant, every people who go abroad.
What do you want to express, would you say, through your music? Because you sing in Wolof, very often you're accompanied by piano, which maybe isn't an instrument we associate quite so much with African languages, shall we say.
Yeah, I'm trying just to say that African can be allowed to do another music, not especially the folklore or the traditional, and that we are moving in a world music, in a world sound. I mean, it's much larger than what people can imagine. In Africa, we listen to any kind of music. And I really want people to know that African music is not one African music. It's so, so different. You are much larger than what we think. So that's what I try to do. To, in French, they say, casser les codes.
To break the mold.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. To me, it's really important not to think that African should do this music and not something else. It's not fair. Kaingi churi sani denyoju Kaile setsi maman mi wut Tai tisentu mena mi Anasama wala jure Kana Get away
Julia, you were born into the Tout-Couleur ethnic group.
Yeah.
Was music very important for you growing up in Senegal?
Yeah, it always been, because in Senegal we have the popular music and radio everywhere in the daytime. So music is, it's more than music. It's just like a lifestyle. Going to the market, for example, you have music everywhere. You're going to the family, they always make music. So it's just like a natural.
So your mother was Christian, your father Muslim.
Yeah.
Were you encouraged to sing?
Not especially. I used to sing at a church when I went to Gambia.
Because your mother was from Gambia.
Yeah, she was from Gambia. And holiday, we used to go for holidays. So we sing at church. But when I was young, music was not such a value, you know.
It wasn't valued?
No, not like today, you know. It was just like marginal people who used to be involved in the music.
So when did you discover that you had an extraordinary voice?
Extraordinary, I don't know, but I discovered very early that I just love singing all the songs in the radio when I came in Paris at the age of 13. It could be Barbara Streisand or Youssoundour or any music. It was just like being alive singing, yeah, mm-hmm. And very early age, teenage. Senegal sunu gal nañu manko ko fi ñow mo no joy akareu mi ay wugoor jappugo nañu manate gorong mokki maram salbin don kilifa julli ngay salbi jup melen ammi yalla ngeen wër ak jam bañu sangale kasak len jellenge dari elwani imani ngo ningai imani yo nete imani amufinde amufibai kinganane walu kinganane sin imani ngo
So you've been living in Paris for, what, close to 30 years now.
Yeah.
You began singing professionally in the early 1990s, and you quite quickly became one of the most prized backing vocalists around. You've worked with some huge African artists, including Femi Kuti, MC Solar, Youssoundour, Oumou Sangaré, Salif Keita, Alpha Blondie, Marianne Makeba, Loco Akanza, and also some big French names like Jean-Jacques Goldman, Francis Cabrel. So you have a great voice. You also have a lot of stage presence. So wasn't it sometimes a bit frustrating being a backing singer?
No, to me it's just backing or being a solo is just the same, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I feel it like that because I really give all I have. I mean, emotion, it can be experience. To me it's the same. Of course, it's not absolutely the same because people, when you are solo, you are exposed. And I think I do the same job. I give the same...
You've got the same commitment.
Yeah, the same commitment.
Do your best.
Absolutely. Some alaje fi ma dëkk ni mu mel andu ma la fen am xali sax setay metina.
For the launch of your first album, it's called Cette Luna, with the French flamenco-inspired guitarist Patrice Larose, you performed at the Carnegie Hall in 2005, and you got a very good reception. But that was like just after beginning to play with him. So in a way, you were launched in the States.
To me, it was a blessing. We had a good friend and manager named Thomas Rom, who had the idea and asked Youssoundour to take us as a guest at the, for 5 nights. It was 5 nights for Carte Blanche for Youssoundour. And he decided to take us, and it was such a fresh project.
Yeah.
such a blessing, because Carnegie Hall is usually people end their career there, and we started something there. Like all the blessings, you just welcome them and say, okay, let's go for it.
Some of the critics at the time, they compared you to Marion Makeba. Her career took off internationally, thanks to Harry Belafonte. And also, I know that you wrote a song for her, Lindelani.
Lindelani,
published on her album Homeland.
Yeah.
Has Makeba been a big influence on you?
She was just an icon, of course. But when I met her, she was just like a mother. We used to call her Mazi.
And where did you meet her then?
In Johannesburg, in studio. Lo Kwakwanza was writing an album for her. And I did all the voices just to show her the melodies. And he proposed me to come and just to guide her and explain her the parts, different parts. And so I met her there, and she used to bring lots of food at the studio and to cook by herself. And she was such a heart, a beautiful heart, an icon, of course, for everyone. And then after, she used to come to Paris and to call me, hey, je suis à Paris, I'm in Paris, come and see me. So I used to go and chat and stay with her in her hotel. So yeah, more than influence, an example of humility and
and a great voice too.
Yeah.
And just maybe a word about the upcoming album. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we are nearly finished the music, but as we know, when you are self-producing, it can be more long, takes more time.
So when you say we?
With Fred Soul, I'm working on this album, especially with him. We have also other musicians, of course. So I think it will be released in 2019, hope so.
Well, we really look forward to that. So it's basically vocals and piano.
Yeah, piano, road, percussion, Senegalese mbalax, but a kind of sophisticated mbalax.
On the 7th of April, it's the anniversary of the start of the 1994 Rwanda genocide. You sang a song called Nauna.
Nauna.
It's from your second album, Daraladula Yao, and it was composed for you by Lo Kwakwanza.
Yeah.
A wonderful Congolese musician and singer. So yeah. I'd like us to play out with that song, because I understand it's about the genocide.
Yeah, it's about actually the idea most people have of Africa. Africa is not only genocide. Africa is not only miserable. We have a new Africa, and we have hope. We have a very intelligent people, creative. And I think the song is about not only remembering the genocide, but having the idea that Africa can be different. And Africa is different. Must know Africa. That's all.
That was Julia Saar ending this week's edition of World Music Matters from Radio France International. If you like the programme, why not subscribe to the podcast? From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now. Lupa kunyau lura fe
grief, day ak ala bakun yu lulu mu tida lulu mu rabeta am na mana am solo pa Come on.